Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, Alec Medford. And right now, time for the C Block, starring the aforementioned Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. I need to make something abundantly clear. I really like Brian Schottenheimer. I really do.
Oh,
I do not like, I told you this, I do not like when you lie to me about something I legitimately see.
Corey got so mad about this during the presser.
They use satellites and technology that we've never been able to see before, and he said, and it doesn't affect the game.
We have the sun.
The curtains that need to go up. We have literally seen players go, I lost it in the sun. They've literally said it. Opposing teams have said stuff about it.
Did it bother you? Because he also said it's kind of majestic.
Ah! Yeah, it can be majestic outside of the stadium for people outside, not the guys on the field. Ah!
Holy moly.
Listen,
I did not know that was going to happen.
I agree with Jerry. There are 1,000 other things he needs to think about before he gets to that.
Getting better defensive players. It's one through, what, 40? Maybe 30.
I agree with him on that. However, you're just blatantly lying to me because you don't want to be wrong. Oh, it doesn't affect the game. It does. It has many times. We've seen it.
That was the part, though, when he added on something kind of majestic about it.
It's infuriating. Oh, it's gorgeous. Yes, when I'm sitting on top of a mountain looking over the ocean at the sunset.
I know you don't want to interrupt somebody's answer, let alone the Cowboys head coach's answer, but I really wish at that moment when he was like, we have the latest up-to-date satellite and radar about the sun's movements. I really wish somebody goes, you couldn't send fabric to take care of that. But I mean, I understand why that didn't happen.
And as somebody who has, like, when I've played sports, I've lost the ball in the sun. I can readily admit that happens. Why can't you? Because you don't want it. Like, it's okay.
It's too majestic.
We accidentally built the stadium wrong. It's okay.
We didn't know how.
We didn't think about that part.
That's the thing that still gets me is that Jerry refuses. Like, we've asked him that multiple times, and he's like, nope, we didn't build it wrong. This is how we thought. And I was like, it's okay to be like, you're right.
And again,
we dropped the ball on
that. Just, you don't have to lie to me about something I see. All right. I'll be on with, I will be on the Cowboys crosstalk tonight with Nate Newton, Tommy Yarish, and Anthony Spencer.
Oh, is the
guest, I do believe. So I'm looking forward to that, and that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll get to my beard in just a moment.
Oh,
and what that lady did to it. Oh. Right now, as I recover from being so furious, CBS Sports has their top 10 NFL trades that should happen before the deadline. Now, yesterday, as we were rolling out of here, Broadus dropped the broad bomb. Can we call it that? Let's call it broad bombs.
Oh.
What?
No, I'm just saying, ooh.
Okay. Is it because women can't be broads anymore?
I literally did not think that whatsoever.
That make you mad?
No.
You can't call them dames all the time.
See, I thought broad was
broad over there.
Maybe more negative than dame. Okay. But to be fair, I also was not raised.
Well, because of Dame Judi Dench.
That's right.
You thought that was a compliment. We have no clue what it means.
No.
For a broad. Okay. But yesterday, as we were rolling out, a broad bomb was dropped, and he was like, I think Jerry's going to trade somebody. Now, trade for somebody.
Yes.
Now, there was also kind of this feeling, I think you may have felt that too, that maybe it's not for the betterment of the team as much as it is a move to look over here. Hey, you got to distract from all the other stuff.
Or I would argue that that's not the primary function of it, which is unfortunate.
Yeah. But so that kind of brought about like, oh, all right, let's go through this. They want Alvin Kamara to the Chiefs. I want Alvin Kamara to the Chiefs. However, I don't think that Alvin Kamara to the Chiefs solves the Chiefs running game problems. I think that's an upfront thing. Pacheco runs hard. Kareem Hunt runs hard. I know Alvin Kamara is a brilliant football player, but I don't think that solves the problems there. They want Breece Hall to the Chargers. He'll just get injured.
Yeah, because that Omarion Hampton injury, that really kind of derailed that running vibe there.
Yeah, Najee Harris.
And that's a great point. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, and so I would be okay. Like, I would like to see something like that. But that's just basically that's two things. A, trying to fix the Chargers, and B, trying to get Breece Hall out of hell, essentially.
Sure.
Like, he's a good running back, and he needs to be somewhere where he can have opportunities.
God, that team is so bad.
Jacoby Myers to the Panthers. No one would care about that.
The Panthers are 500.
Yeah. Maybe they would care about it. I guess now that he's got a lot of receivers. One really good. Tet's really good.
Hold on. So is your new strategy
weird
for Bryce Young is to just get lots of receivers?
Just give them all the receivers.
Okay.
Now that they have a run game that's dominant in the NFL.
Okay.
Panthers need it. The Giants, Rashid Shaheed, which it sounds like everybody's like, hey, man, let's go steal everybody from the Saints. But the Giants do without Malik Nabers.
I mean, why would you not, right?
Yeah. And without Malik Nabers and Darius Slayton, kind of hit or miss.
Yeah.
They need some receivers. So maybe that would be the thing they would be looking forward to. Mark Andrews for the Commanders. This is interesting because Zach Ertz is good, but you want to be able to line up that kind of double tight end packages and be able to really go after some teams. Jaden Daniels would love that.
What is your confidence level right now in Mark Andrews? Because we had asked the question earlier in the season if he was broken. And then since Lamar has gotten hurt, I think it was the game Lamar got hurt that he had more receptions, but not for a lot of yards. And so he's only had like one really good game this year, right?
Yeah. And I don't know if how much of it is, Lamar not trusting him, him not feeling trusting himself.
Yeah, I'm not
maybe
sure.
Not wanting to overuse him because like his production has been insane. He had 107 receptions in 21.
Wow.
Yeah, like that is it's 73 the year before at 1,300 yards. He's a really good target. I think if he was able to share with a Zach Ertz and what that offense can do, I would be very scared of that offense. And then on top of that, he's a pretty good run blocker too. And I would not love to see them being able to do something like that. Then they said Trey Hendrickson to the Niners, Bradley Chubb to the Colts.
So by the way, just real quick about that last one, that Trey Hendrickson to the 49ers, that feels maybe more based in reality than the rest of them. Like a lot of them are like, hey, we think this would make sense.
Yeah, these are good fits.
I think there is legitimate buzz behind that Trey Hendrickson to the 49ers deal.
And so that kind of brought out the question, okay, you're the Cowboys. You're making the decision here. What do you want to do? If you want to trade before the deadline, what do you want to do? Kevin, I'm not getting rid of any of my premium picks.
Yeah.
And for this team. But I want to make this team better.
Sure.
I'm willing to move from the fourth to the seventh round. I'm willing to make some trades to improve the bottom part of my roster, improve some, hey, I might be able to improve my starting part at this point on the defensive side.
Okay, so I was going to throw out the fifth to the seventh, but I, in terms of round of picks, but I would be willing to listen to the other one. I'll tell you the other thing I would be willing to do. I would be willing to go a year deeper into the draft again. So since you have the extra first round pick in the 26 and the 27, I would listen
You're
to...
You're pushing it off again?
No, so I wouldn't touch those whatsoever, but I would be willing to barter more with some of your 27 picks as well. Like again, in the fifth, sixth, seventh realm, if you need to sweeten the deal on something, because I think you can get those picks back significantly easier with the ammunition you're going to have up top. So Alec was talking about, you know, Gilmore in the fifth. If there is a player that you think can step in and start for this defense straight away and be an upgrade, well, then I'm willing to have those conversations. I'm just not willing to get involved in the Hendrickson, or if you think Max Crosby is up there, like
for a first.
I do not want to be in any of those conversations, but the littler ones,
yeah,
I'm fine with that.
And that's where I am. I'm willing to use some of those to upgrade this roster. I would love to upgrade it for now.
Sure.
And the future. Dawson, you know, we've kind of discussed that.
Agreed.
I want something. I want the Cole Hamels trade.
Sure.
You know, I didn't expect it to help me now. I expected it to help me later.
Yeah.
But it helped me now more than I anticipated it to.
That is more complicated because of the salary cap in the NFL, but still doable.
The position that you want, I think middle linebacker is a pretty big key there. You got to find a dude that can control this defense. A guy that now, when Overshown gets back, how much does that hinder that? Like, can you find somebody that can control this defense, but also whenever Overshown gets back, he's willing to take the step into either another position on the field and has the position flex to do it, or he steps back and lets Overshown take over, or what are the reps when Overshown gets back too?
And so I'm conflicted about that as well, because on the one hand, would the return of Overshown make, you know, flashes of Sanborn or Murray seem serviceable? Would they make Maris Leafau look even better? But, I mean, I don't think it's crazy whatsoever to make an addition at linebacker, especially if it's somebody that you can keep beyond this year.
Yeah. And then I don't know if I'm doing anything on the offensive side of the ball, but thinking of the future down the road, I might be looking at some offensive linemen. But I just don't know. Like, a lot of people are Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I want Nate Thomas to have a job, but I'm depth-wise, we're seeing it's depleting a little bit. So I might make a swing there. Kevin,
that's interesting to me.
George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb thing. A lot of people are like, we have one, trade the other. And they don't, it doesn't, it's 50-50 on which one they want traded.
Right.
Some of them want Pickens. Some of them are saying, see you later, CeeDee Lamb.
Which hey. I think I don't want to derail what this conversation is going. I think CeeDee Lamb is severely underappreciated.
I do too. I think he has been since he became a top five receiver, top three at times. And Pickens is right now in this offense looking like he can be that kind of dude. But the consistency CeeDee Lamb's had has been pretty impressive. I'm still in the mindset that George Pickens is playing on a one-year deal.
Yes.
Looking for a big-time contract from another team.
Yes.
Whether or not the Cowboys want to be involved in that is a different story. They wanted to make sure that Dak Prescott had another weapon to throw to this season because they knew they didn't have that guy once Tet was off the board.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not they decide to keep him around, different story. But now they also put the position themselves for the future with those draft picks. If they want to go ahead and add a top flight receiver to this team, they can.
And look, it's tough to do this as a fan, but I was having a conversation with somebody on Twitter about this the other day, and they were like, why aren't you using the leftover Micah money to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Signed George Pickens, and I was like, well, first of all, even if Micah stayed, you could have re-signed George Pickens. Just be better at learning how to navigate and manipulate the cap. But that was never the plan. Like, the plan was, let's see if he can handle it physically and mentally for an entire season. And if he does, then either he'll be rewarded with the Cowboys or somewhere else. I do not like the idea of re-signing George Pickens right now. I don't care how awesome he's been. And he has been.
Most important thing still, though, is trying to find a war daddy that can do both. Play the run and get to the quarterback. That's still the most important feature. All right, real quick. Yesterday, I went to get a haircut. None of y'all have complimented it. None of y'all have said how much faster I look in my shoes either. And I'm pretty upset about this.
Well, here's the thing. I almost took a picture of you to post, but it was from an underneath angle. And I didn't want you to be super mad at me.
Thank you. I appreciate
because
that.
You don't know how the sun works.
Yeah. yeah. You know, hey, it's all about lighting. I got there, as I was sitting in the chair, the lady that was cutting my hair kept stroking my beard and saying how nice it looks.
Mm.
And she was just like, oh my gosh, your beard just looks so great. I love the gray in it. I love the, this is just so beautiful. It looks so good. I don't think my beard looks that great, honestly. I think it's just a beard on a man. But she complimented me. I did walk out of that place head held high. I walked home. I mean, I got in the car and drove home. All right. But okay. I did walk into the house kind of cocky. Hey, some lady that you don't know was stroking my beard and just telling me how nice it looks.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of challenged Adrian. What do you think? And she's like, I always tell you how great your beard is. Who is this lady? It was the lady that cuts my hair. She's much older than me. She is not my type either. Not that if she was my type, this would make any difference.
Kind of sounds like it, though.
But this was like, this was one of those, like, no, it just felt nice to be liked, you know? It felt nice to be, you know, complimented every once in a while, Kevin, is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Should I have not told Adrian, or do you think it was a better move to tell her and challenge her because now she is going to want to compliment me more?
See, if that is really what you were trying to do, but I think you were using it as like a reverse sex hostage situation.
I don't know.
You weren't doing it for the right reasons. You were doing it like, hey, that lady at the barbershop wants to hook up. So you should
too.
How
women are.
Yes, PJ, I know. So
women do things.
Okay. We're the KNC masterpiece. I don't know if we solve that right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot, but also prior to their last regular season match, we will talk with FC Dallas keeper Michael Colodi next right here on The Fan.
Lindell the block, Sagan the turn, Robertson at center, Robertson for Foxa, score!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We will talk with Michael Colodi from FC Dallas in just a few minutes. But I wanted to go back to this. The Stars win last night. They are 3-0-0 and hot off the presses. The CBS Sports NHL Power Rankings. Now, I know there's two questions that you want to know. Just how far did the Buffalo Sabres fall? Well, that is a fair question. They fell from 20th to 28th. They had the biggest drop, and they are in free fall here in Buffalo. They're in Buffalo. But number one on the list.
The team that's only scores 5 goals at a time.
The Dallas Stars are your number one hockey team in all of the lands. There was another spot, I think it was the Athletic, that had them at second, but that was yesterday before the Panthers lost. So one would assume they would bump the Stars up to number one as well. So for now, the number one team in all of the NHL.
Hey, the last week we had Brian Ray on, and he had mentioned, he was like, look, Wyatt Johnston is thick. He has turned into a man. How are you feeling about Wyatt Johnson right now?
I feel good about it. I don't want you to say it like that.
What? How else am I supposed to say it? He is thick.
Oh my gosh.
But he's turned into a man.
Like in a sexual way, it feels like.
Wait, but you've watched him play, right?
I have.
Do you agree?
That goal was a thing of beauty.
And you also, too.
If you could be aroused by a goal, that probably would have done it.
The other thing, too, though, Kevin, is you're seeing how much he benefits from Miko being on the ice.
Yeah.
And what, like, the attention Miko draws and how it frees up space, even like you were talking about, even when somebody's trying to fight for their stick lives.
Right. Now, let's move into... My buddy's an idiot.
I'm just glad you laugh, dude. And I'm hoping the Tolos laugh out there, too, because I like making you laugh. It's fun.
So the question I want to start with is this. We put together a basketball team from on-air fan personalities. Do you think we could do better against the Mavericks coaching staff than the Celtics media did? Because the Celtics coaching staff played... The Celtics reporters and the Celtics coaches were victorious 57-4. I am not disputing that the media should lose that matchup or that we wouldn't get absolutely boat raced. But do you think we could keep it closer than 57-4?
No.
No.
First off, it's Jason Kidd. Do you not remember what he did to your Dukies?
That's yes. In 1993, second round of the NCAA tournament.
Even Jason Kidd remembered.
He did.
He apologized to you for how
But he didn't want to tell Cooper yet.
secondly, they have maybe one of the greatest rebounders of all time in Popeye Jones. Okay. Kevin, have you ever tried to get a rebound off of Popeye Jones? No, because you can't. All right. And then they got Frank Vogel, who's been around basketball. So there's, I think that those two combined, though, will hand us the probably a worse butt whooping. I feel like we could play a little bit. Dawson can shoot. I don't know how, if the ankles can hold up, but you know, Dawson's got some shoot on him. That might
be
our only.
So you don't think we can lose like 50-10? That would be way better.
I don't know if we're making even two.
Oh man. Okay.
Maybe we get the ball first and they say, clear some space, fellas, and we can drive to the basket and make a layup. And then they're like, okay, that's all you make for the rest of the game.
All right. So if it's first to 60, I set the point spread at 52.5. Are you taking?
I'm taking the over.
Well, that is not how a point spread works. First to 60.
Yeah.
The point spread is fan plus 52.5.
They're getting probably all 60.
Oh man.
Yeah.
60-0?
Yeah. I don't know at what point they would just say, are you guys done? Cause we're done. Cause that could really kill the point spread there.
Okay.
But I think that they would destroy us. And yeah, that's a good question. Is Michael Finley going to step in there and be like, hey, I'm part of this kinda. And then does Nico come in? We're all afraid of the bold.
Fortune does favor the bold.
Yeah.
Now, I have something much more serious as well in My Buddies Than Idiot.
All right.
So, the pair of Guardians players who were put on leave, Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase, obviously former Ranger right there. Now, short-term and long-term, what are they looking at? They've been training in the Dominican Republic for the last month, expecting to join one of the teams in there for the Winter League. However... Enrique Rojas with ESPN reported that those players will not be able to participate in the Dominican Republic's Winter League. And I believe Rojas is the same person that reported he does not believe Clase will ever play in Major League Baseball again.
Really?
Because he said, I don't know
if
he saw the evidence specifically or if his source was somebody who had seen the evidence. I apologize for not remembering there, but he said what they saw was undisputable. And if that is the case, you know this very well, that's a lifetime ban right there.
Yeah.
If you gamble on baseball. And it is shocking to me to think that you would have gone from somebody who was in your system to we lamented the fact that he was gone to he turned into the best closer, got rocked in the playoffs, turned it back around, and now might not ever pitch in Major League Baseball again.
For what?
For gambling.
For yeah, but yeah, what, like, was that worth that?
To your point, I can't imagine it was a tremendous amount of money. I don't know that for
No, and even still, I feel like gambling and whatever amount of money is kind of a quick flash of excitement that you're getting there. I don't know that it is the, like, baseball leaves legacies. It leaves, you have so much more gain from it.
Yeah.
And
he's young.
That gambling moment is fleeting.
Yeah.
And so for what? For not something not worth it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's take you out to the pitch. We will talk with FC Dallas keeper Michael Collodi. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I believe this is your third time on our show this year. Is it because y'all won the first two times and clearly this is a must-win scenario?
I think so. I think it's good juju and we're all about that.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to get you fined, okay? I really don't want that to happen.
Dear.
But that was that red card on Logan. That wasn't there was no call for that, right?
That was the referee's decision, so we have to work with whatever the referee calls.
Hey, I'm going to ask you questions that are in no danger of getting you fined whatsoever.
I just want to let you know that's how I feel as a fan, as a supporter, that that I did not agree with what the referee said. So I'll say it. You're safe.
Yes, I do not want to get you in trouble.
It was a red card because he gave it.
There you go. Now, obviously the hope is get the 3 points and make the playoffs, but there can be no question about it. This is a playoff match against Vancouver. What is the focus level, intensity, been in training, and what are you anticipating on Saturday?
I mean, it's the biggest game of the year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And for the past couple months, every game has been the biggest game of the year. So it's just moving on to another one and playing for a win and nothing else because nothing else helps us. So team's really locked in, really focused, and we're just pushing to not have to rely on anybody else and just take care of business ourselves and get away in the actual playoffs.
Have you guys taken any time or was there any thought or discussion about the loss to the Galaxy and how maybe that could have secured your spot, or are you pretty much like, hey, that sucks, but we can't linger on that?
I mean, we all know the situation that we were in going into the game and after it, but you just got to move on because you can't fix anything in the past. So now we just look forward to the next one. And so as long as we take care of business, then we're where we want to be.
I saw that U.S. coach Mauricio Pochettino is showing the U.S. soccer team clips of fights during games to teach them how to play with heart again and how to be good teammates and stand up for your teammates. Do you need to? Do you want any clips being shown before you guys go out there and play? You want to go see some lions attacking antelopes or anything like that?
I mean, I don't know if that's all necessary, and I mean every coach has their way of doing it, but I think that's having that kind of belief as a team and be able to fight for your brothers and one another, I think that's something that we have, and I think that's something that you need as a team if you're going to make a run in the playoffs and win championships.
Yeah, I completely like watching you guys evolve over this season. I think it's been an evolution this
for
year
sure.
for this team. Mm-hmm. How did y'all create that kind of unity, that kind of bond that y'all have had in this last half?
For me, it's just we've just been spending a lot of time together and trying to get some more time off the field. But then just being open. I mean, we all realize that this sport's really intense, and part of being a professional is you have to be able to rip into each other and get on to people who aren't doing their jobs or things are not going as well, and just hold people accountable, and then be able to still have each other's backs after confrontations and stuff like that, which, I mean, we do plenty, and we're all super hard and demanding of each other, and I think that kind of step up in the expectations and the standards that we hold each other to is that's kind of where we've made the change, and you're seeing results because of it.
Now, we were talking about the unique methods of the men's national team. Do you have like a playlist or anything that particularly hypes you up before a match, or are you just like in the zone, nobody talk to me? What's your process there?
Personally, I try to do the opposite, actually. Instead of, because I feel like you can get too hype for games. And so I try to just kind of stay as level-headed and keep the heartbeat as low as possible and just try and stay cool, calm, collected, and be able to make right decisions and just kind of trust what I'm doing. And we've all been there. Everybody has their own processes, but that's how I take at it. That's my approach.
Kevin, you know goalies are the hardest working dudes on the team. Like their bodies,
facts.
they got to conserve all that energy for the game.
What's your scouting report on Vancouver, or what are you particularly looking for in this match that is maybe any different than any of your other opponents?
Not too much. I mean, they're a really good team, and I'm not gonna blab any tactics because you know we got to keep our cards close to the chest.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we know what we're going into, and they're top of the conference, and they're getting ready for playoffs as well. So it's just gonna be going in, and we're gonna have to be real sharp, and like we say, fight for each other and get the mentality right, and that's gonna be what can take us to win this game and get a result here, and then push us to most likely meet them again in the playoffs.
Does it add to the pressure at all when I tell you that I got my pre-sale for those playoff tickets on Tuesday and I went ahead and ordered a handful of tickets for the playoff match?
Absolutely not. Mm. I mean,
yes.
we're expecting to be there as well. So if you asked me if you should buy them or not, I would have told you to as well.
Okay. Yes. See, I like that. I like that. Man, you've talked about it. We've talked about it. It's been a heck of a turnaround over the last 2.5 months, but I know that it all comes down to decision day. So we appreciate your time. We're hoping that the good luck following these interviews continues, but then you realize you'll have to come on before every single playoff match so we can run this thing all the way to the title.
We can do that. No problem.
Deal. All right. Deal made.
Awesome. Deal made. All right. Best of luck against Vancouver. Let's get this win and get into the playoffs. Thank you for your time, good sir.
Of course. Thanks for having me again.
There you go. Michael Colodi right here on 105.3 The Fan. And I want you to know.
You don't want them to win so bad.
I do too. I want them to win so bad that we stuck with normal questions and I didn't make a joke about one of the things that he said and how you could turn that into a t-shirt and also say we go for 90 minutes. So that's how much.
But here we are.
You need them to win. Well, because he's gone. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Here's Roope Hintz moving in, carrying in behind. Feeds one back. Lindell scores! The Stars strike first!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by D&M Leasing. It is time for our chit chat with the fellas from the G-Bang Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
Man, I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for asking. And the Stars are doing very well. 3-0-0, one of only two undefeated teams remaining in the NHL. What have you thought about early Dallas Stars play? And we can focus in on yesterday's game if you like.
Yeah, I mean, hey, dude, this is what you want. They kind of, it was a little bit slow to start. Felt like Minnesota was playing at a different speed to start that game. But then I think the second night of a back-to-back started to slow them down a little bit. And then the end got a little bit crazy on you, which seems like is kind of...
That does seem to be the MO so far.
That is the MO, but they're finding a way to get it done. And man, I did like the way that Petro stood up and was not going to just allow Middleton to completely shellack his guy like that. You yes. know? Like how long... I think that's something... That's a goalie thing. Because we've seen too often, if Jamie Benn's not on the ice, everybody's looking around going, Jamie, are you going to do something? And so I did absolutely appreciate that. Otter to start the game in particular, making sure that kept a bagel on the scoreboard for a little while. So that was all, it was all nice.
How much fun is it that you get a stick tug of war in the midst of a power play that then ends in a goal? That is a crazy sequence of events. I accept. Broadus? Feeling good so far.
No, you absolutely have to feel good about the way they are scoring goals. The thing is, though, at the end, though, is the ability to hang on.
You're right.
You know, and we've kind of seen that. We've all lived the Vancouver game where they gave up like three goals in the last like 30 minute, seconds. Yeah. You know, that's all too well and fresh in our memories. But, you know, hey, if you find ways to win games, I thought the crowd was awesome last night in the game. And the team has responded very, very well. I think a difficult schedule right out of the gate. I mean, it is incredible. You're kind of thinking, well, if they could just take two or three of these, you know,
yes.
and then now the fact that you're getting the full points out of it, I think has been super impressive.
I mean, just about all year, we talked about the Stars, Avalanche, and the Jets, all in the same sentence as jockeying for position. And luckily we own the Wild, particularly Jake Oettinger does. But Corey, you were talking about it earlier because you still get, unfortunately, the people who are like, man, nobody cares about hockey. We threw out the idea that per person, there's no more enthusiastic fan base in the Metroplex than the Stars. Do you feel like that is a person by person? That is a fair statement.
Bro, we had a guy dressed up as Otter last night.
Yeah, yes. Full on goalie gear.
I mean, how often do you see that?
Right.
You
know, I think that absolutely that's true. I think the issue is that maybe we don't have in other sports is somewhat of, like, I don't know if entitlement's the word, but you're not welcoming to outsiders.
Oh,
like there is not, like, hockey is a growing sport. It is. And if you're somebody that's grown up and you love the NHL and you're a diehard Stars fan, like, you're awesome and I love you. But you have to be more open-minded to other people that might be jumping on the bandwagon. And that is okay. This sport needs new fans, and I think the move to ESPN's been great. The TNT broadcasts are fantastic. There are people now that have easier access to watch these games than before. I thought Gary Bettman's TV deals previously were a huge problem to be able to grow the sport of hockey. Now the Four Nations, I think, has done a great job. You're going to get the Olympics here coming up soon. So there are going to be new fans, and you need to be welcoming. Help them understand the sport. Don't be you're a bandwagon fan. We've been here all year with our season tickets, and you just showed up here for game 67.
Yeah, why
it's
would
okay.
You not, why would you not welcome. Want more fans? For And, like, sometimes it's the name mispronunciation. I'm like, you could help them.
And it's tough.
Instead
Some of these last names are not easy with all the Russians and the Finns and the Swedes.
But there are some Stars fans in particular, absolutely, that if you like, they hear somebody like, I don't understand icing, they'll try to help you out.
Yeah.
But there are plenty that are like, where were you when we started against Minnesota and Colorado? And you're like, I mean, they're here now. Like, it doesn't diminish your fandom if they're also a fan. You know, like, there's not a set amount of fandom that can exist.
You need all kinds of fans.
Yes.
You know,
agreed.
And we salute those guys that are super hardcore and are constantly dialed in, because when the team's bad, they're still their season tickets are still going to, you know, keep this team afloat, make sure the team doesn't leave town. You know, when you're in a situation like that, there are a lot of Stars fans that are maybe disappointed in me because I distill for them hard truths from time to time.
You do that in a variety of sports.
And, they don't appreciate it. But I to answer your question, Heggie, they are amazing. Their sports passion, I think, is unrivaled in DFW. When you look at sports passion per capita, I think they're winning. And Mikko Rantanen had the quote before last night's game. He believes it's a hockey town.
Yeah.
And I think it's because in his experience, it probably is.
Because that building is always loud. One of the things I've said about, like,
you ever see a game at Reunion?
Yes.
See, that to me is that to me, if you could get back to that atmosphere, That you were right on top of the ice on that one. And I love
the roof helped with the sound.
I love the double AC, nothing against it, but man, the hockey in that building was special.
I agree.
It really
with you.
Was.
It's gonna be so much better in the new place in Plano.
You think it is gonna end up is it gonna be in Collin County? That feels like
it's right, where like it's all the going. Places were like Plano, the Colony, Frisco.
Yeah, Frisco, yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, Arlington makes a ton of sense because you've got already the Rangers and the Cowboys. True. So should you just try and get everybody together in Arlington, even though I think Irving is probably going to be where the Mavericks land up, like where Texas Stadium was. But I mean, the headquarters are in Frisco.
Yeah.
I was shocked to hear Plano. I wasn't sure really where you'd find land to put that. But I mean, selfishly for somebody that grew up in Plano, I know they polled fans, the morning news did, and they were like, anywhere but Plano, please not in Plano. I get that. For everybody else, it's probably like, please don't go there. For me as a Plano kid, I'd love that.
Well, the solution is obviously go ahead and take the Wild as well and put them in Fort Worth. Ottinger already owns the Wild and we took their last team. So take that team, put them in Fort Worth. Maybe that will let people chill out just a little bit about which suburb the Stars go to, and then we'll be fine. You can give Minnesota another team if you want. I don't really care about that. So
they've already done that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Those are not nice fans either. I had some buddies that took a trip there a couple years ago. We played them in the first round.
Really?
Got beer dunked all over them, and they've tried to make the rounds to other NHL cities. Like, I went to Vegas. Vegas fans were chill. They loved the Zubov jersey I was rocking that night.
Yeah.
But my gosh, the Minnesota fans, not nice.
I did have a friend one time. We were up there at a game in for the Vikings, and we were at this bar called The Loon.
Okay.
And my buddy was super drunk. Imagine that. And this guy was getting all in his face about the Cowboys and all that stuff. And my buddy, just in a drunk voice, goes, "We took your effing hockey team and won a Stanley Cup." And the guy just looked at him, and his buddy, the other guy's buddy, goes, "Man, he's right, and you need to buy him a beer."
Buy him a beer then?
No, the guy did. He said, "You're right." And bought him a beer. He says, "Yeah, we took your effing hockey team and won a Stanley Cup, so shut the F up.
Let's go shake their hands."
Yeah. That does feel like a mic drop. Like, what are you going to say?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. The guy's buddy was kind of looking for a fight. And he goes, "No, he's right. You need to buy him a beer for saying that."
You can cry, you can fight, or you can buy the man a beer.
That's another t-shirt, man. Yeah, we had Neil Broughton.
Hey, we had Neil Broughton. Yeah. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Heggy, thanks so much for asking. We got Joe Hoyt, Morning News. Ooh. 420.
All right, I like it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece Maker. Way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Good night, Kevin.
It's very beautiful. It's majestic almost.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.